Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Tass.
Macca, you might recall last week we spoke with the Victoria Police boss, the Chief Commissioner.
Graham Ashton, yes.
Graham Ashton. We had a great conversation about a whole range of issues. And he did actually highlight a report that was commissioned by the Victoria Police, which was undertaken by the Victorian Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission. To talk a bit more about that report, we've got Catherine Dixon in the studio. Good morning, Catherine.
Morning, Tass. How are you?
Great Good to morning. Have you back in the studio again.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Hi, Macca.
Hi. Can I just say, I think this report is a very significant piece of work. And, you know, I want to praise Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission for undertaking it. And also for Victoria Police for releasing it. I mean, I know it would have seen the light of day, but they very quickly released it and spoke about it and put it up so it was available for people. So I just want to put that on the record. I think this wouldn't have happened 10 years ago.
I think you're right, Macca. Yeah. And I think the police ought to be commended because they have opened themselves up to scrutiny and that does take courage, actually, particularly probably given some of the history of the police and the way in which they've had to enforce, you know, sodomy laws and there's a history, I suppose, of difficulties, you know, with the way that the police have had to engage with the LGBTI community, and to then sort of to see change over time and to then open themselves up to a review like this, which is looking at how inclusive they are for their own LGBTI employees, is an important piece of work, and they were honest in their participation throughout the process. And yes, they've now published it as well, and so they've opened themselves up to scrutiny.
Yeah, we think it's fantastic. A lot's been said about the, you know, the negative issues, the hypermasculinity, the heteronormative culture, aggressive comments, offensive language, sexual harassment, discrimination, and we know all of that. But you know, really, is there any good news?
Well,
has the police been doing any positive work with our community?
The answer is yes, and I think it's important to note that we did hear through this report and the experiences of LGBTI staff, we did hear about supportive and inclusive workplaces where LGBTIQ employees did feel safe and respected, and there's been a lot of good work that's been done. There's certainly a commitment from the leadership of Victoria Police to want to have a inclusive and diverse workforce, and there's some really fantastic networks. Their gay and lesbian liaison officer network, their VP Pride network, these sorts of formal and informal networks have made a big difference to how people feel included within the workforce and their preparedness to come out as well. They've also got an LGBTI strategy and action plan around inclusion. So these sorts of shifts are significant. Having said that, Tass, there is still, it's not uniform, if I can put it that way. This isn't the experience across the whole of the force, and we've certainly heard that hyper-masculine and heteronormative culture still exists, and it normalises homophobia and transphobia, and it does result in an environment where not only do people not feel safe to be out, but they also don't feel safe to make complaints and reports, and in fact, bystanders also don't feel safe to call out bad behaviour when they see it.
One of the comments during the week was Neil Mitchell, and he spoke with Graham Ashton about this, and he actually talked about Graham's chat with us on air, and kept coming back to the hyper-masculinity. And Neil put the view, and I'm paraphrasing here, well, I'd want the police force to be hyper-masculine in terms of going into situations, you know, difficult situations.
It's just an unfortunate word. I think what he really means is he wants them to be assertive, not
He wants them to be assertive, but you know, where it comes from, Catherine, is we know that there's some great stuff happening. And watching, you know, Graham when he's in the studio and we're talking about this and talking about some of the things that were said in the report, it's got to be pretty difficult for someone like Graham and others in the force who are really committed to change and changing the culture to see that it's not getting traction in a lot of the force. It must be pretty frustrating for them. What do you do to change this? I mean, you know, you wait for those people to leave the force eventually, obviously, but how can you, after all this time, you know, 20 years of engagement with our community, you've got this situation and some of those comments which are just so offensive.
It's a really good question.
What do you do,
Macca? And I think these cultural change pieces, they do take time and they do take sustained commitment, and that leadership piece is really critical. And we've certainly suggested ways in which we can have more leaders within Victoria Police championing this issue, more visibility for LGBTI staff. And I think having a sustained commitment is the key, really, because this isn't a quick fix overnight.
A friend of mine said trying to change police culture like this is trying to make some police trying to make a vegan eat meat. That, you know, these officers that have these views are just not going to change. They're not going to adopt, they're not going to change the culture. They're not going to acknowledge that it's an issue. Even though, you know, the key findings say this is a big problem. There are so many people in the force that aren't going to change. What do you do with these people?
Well, you've got to call it out and make people accountable for their behaviours. I mean, you may not be able to change everybody's attitudes, but you can certainly change the way in which they behave at work and they're expected to behave and the accountability around that. And that's what the focus has to be.
And in fact, the report makes some very clear recommendations about developing clear policies and procedures, complaints handling processes. It talks about increased training and awareness. I think all those things are actually the right sets of things to do, and including improved data collection so that you actually do know what's going on and you can track and monitor.
That's right. I mean, if you know the demographics of your own workforce better, then you can make sure you're tailoring initiatives and strategies appropriately. And I just wanted to also say, Macca, off the back of what you were mentioning before about hyper-masculinity and we want the police to be assertive and to be able to get the job done, I think the point is we've got a diverse community, so we need diversity within the police to make sure the needs of that of the variety of people within our community are being met. And I think that's really critical, and I think that that's top of mind for the police about why this work's so important.
I mean, Graham made, you know, the point that, correct me if I'm wrong, Tess, I think he said that there's over 1,000 LGBTI folk in the police force.
And growing, he said.
And growing, just as there is, you know, greater ethnic diversity, greater gender equality. You know, forget, it's not all that long ago that female police officers weren't fully sworn. That, you know, they were, you know, they weren't fully sworn police.
What do you mean they weren't fully sworn?
Well, they were police women, but they weren't operational as such.
And, of course, Macca, we've been doing a big piece of work since 2015 with Victoria Police on how to improve the experiences for women within the organisation and really trying to tackle the issues they've had around sexual harassment and sex discrimination as well. And it was, in fact, through that work and the surveying that we did of the workforce that we realised there was this LGBTI issue as well. But, I mean, going back to your point about cultural change, I mean, there's 20,000 people in Victoria Police. It is going to take time to make sure that in every workstation that every LGBTI employee works in to feel safe and included.
But this is an issue in every workplace and every workforce. I mean, think about a bank that employs, you know, 60, 70,000 people, or, you know, a health service that employs 10,000 people.
You're right, Tass, but I suppose traditionally male-dominated command control environments do have particular difficulties.
Like the military. It's the same situation where, you know, the commander's given and you obey. right?
Yeah.
And you want to get ahead in that organisation, there's an element of, yes, you must.
And they're fairly hierarchical structures as
very,
well.
Yes. Very,
Catherine, leadership is one of the recommendations. Tell us about what that might look like. What would good leadership in the police force look like post this report?
Some of the recommendations, Tass, around leadership really are the importance of leadership from the top, and so just the critical role that Graham Ashton and others play within the organisation in not tolerating homophobia or biphobia or transphobia, not tolerating any form of harm against LGBTI employees, supporting this kind of work and calling these things out. We also have said there needs to be more visibility for the LGBTI staff within Victoria Police, including allies. And so even small things like the ability to wear rainbow lanyards, that at the moment the uniform policy is that you could only wear those sorts of lanyards on certain days. We think and have recommended that people ought to be able to show that support every day.
Yes.
And, in fact, there ought to be an expanded number of senior leaders who are pride champions, including allies. Those sorts of really visible displays of support is important and is part of leadership. Also, sharing best practice. So we said before that there certainly are a number of police stations that are inclusive and where people are experiencing a safe and productive workforce and they feel safe to come out. We need to share those experiences so that people can see that across the whole organisation. These are all different forms of leadership. Mm. So they're some of the recommendations that we've made.
Mm. I mean, I must say, look, you know, I feel, even though the content of the report in areas is quite disturbing,
it is confronting.
I feel positive about it. That it's happened and that it's being discussed and the police force are being transparent about it. It is going to be a difficult road, but it's only by organisations such as yourself as doing the report and doing it without fear or favour and talking about it and making the recommendations and also the police force looking at that. And look, you know, I'm sure Graham Ashton knows this is a long road. As do others in the force.
And culture is a slow process.
But, you know...
But this is what leadership's all about, Macca.
And it is. And, you know, I think it is wonderful that we have this report as a basis for moving forward. I do still find some of those comments really disturbing. Mm. And I can't imagine what it would feel like to be an LGBTIQ police officer and to have some of those comments, you know, that were reported, made... Just, it's not on. It's not on. And how do you make...
It absolutely isn't not on.
How does that make you feel? I know how it makes you feel. And there really needs to be... The force need to be absolutely more definite about the direction they're going. And, you know, these sort of remarks, those people who make those remarks have no place in our police force.
And I think, too, what this report surfaces is the harm that people experience when those sorts of comments are made. And, in fact, part of the training that we're recommending is training that surfaces that harm so that people actually have a better understanding of what it feels like.
Okay. I mean, if they want to be bigots, go and be bigots somewhere else. Don't do it in the police force. They're not welcome.
So, Catherine, are there any other highlights from the report that you would like to, you know, very... little time that we have left to highlight for us?
I think the other main area that we think reform needs to happen, Tass, is around the ability to make complaints and to call out bad behaviour, because there's very low numbers of complaints and that doesn't reflect what we heard about the experiences people are having. So if there's nowhere to go when you're experiencing harm within a workplace, that's very problematic. And so we've suggested a number of recommendations to make reporting easier and to make sure that people know that when they do report, something will happen as a result of that. And also there's confidentiality around it that when people don't want to be out in the workplace, they can still make a report. Reporting these kinds of behaviours is difficult across all workplaces. There are lots of barriers to reporting. So there's a big emphasis on that in this report, and it's something that Victoria Police really need to focus on.
Well, we're going to... Graham Ashton is coming back in a few weeks to talk about some other matters. We'll talk to him about that. I think it's a good point to raise, is how do you make this a better process for people who do, who are expressing concern and want to report matters? I'd imagine it'd be pretty difficult within that environment to do it.
That's right, and that's what's got to change.
Yeah. And Catherine, I think this is a fantastic piece of work. Congratulations on the work that you've done.
Oh, thanks, Tass. But there's actually a great team at the Commission. It's nice to be able to promote this work, but there's a very hard-working team back at the Commission that do this, and it's not easy work, as Macca said. I'd want to congratulate them.
I think absolutely. These things, public policy making is always a team effort. Anybody who thinks that they can do it on their own is laughing. By the time the work is actually drafted, it's conceived, it's researched, the evidence is built, and then you've got the approvals processes, the fact that it's actually completed and publicly available in itself is a massive achievement.
And actually, it's just really great as well that the LGBTIQ staff within Victoria Police also had the courage to come forward and to tell their experiences and stories. And I do think that that's why it is great to have an independent agency that people can go to for these things, because if they can't report internally, at least they can report to us.
Exactly. That's right.
I think it's a magnificent piece of work, and you know, I want to thank you and all your staff and stakeholders for making this happen. It's a good template for the future.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks a lot, Tess.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.